never thought that I would sail into this sky, to places I've so often dreamed of. Though I leave today behind, I'm gonna make tomorrow mine, in a land where only strangers wait for me.
After opening to rave reviews in Dublin, Ireland, Find Your Way Home, an Irish musical, is making its American debut at the Palace Theatre in Albany on Monday, July 17th. The show was written by Jeff Strange and Jimmy Kelly, two musicians from Albany, New York. That's where we are. Both who are well-known on the Irish music scene in the U.S., and they've been developing the musical over the past 8 years. Set on both sides of the Atlantic, Find Your Way Home follows an Irish family as they encounter unexpected tragedies and joys in the face of economic hardship. It's set in 1910 in the west of Ireland, post-famine and pre-uprising. It is a pleasure to welcome to the roundtable James Kelly and Jeff Strange. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank
How's
you.
Everything?
This is pretty exciting for you. Albany boys, huh?
Yes, this is a homecoming for this show.
And you're on the cover of the preview today.
I know.
You can't beat that.
I'm going to buy five copies for my mother.
Okay, thank you. Bonus points for the Dr. Hook reference.
Yes, exactly. Shel Silverstein song, come on.
So, 8 years in the making, what brought you to do this?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah. Just a nagging idea. Had an idea for, a dramatic musical using traditional music, Irish music with Irish thematics. And we just started developing it. We just thought it was a good idea and started kicking it around. All of a sudden, it started to feel like something. It started to grow. And pretty soon, here we are. And we have a whole cast over here from Ireland now. And they're rehearsing here in Albany. And
we picked up 24 people from Newburgh Airport on this past Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, they're having a ball.
Well, that's exciting, though.
Yeah, it's been a real grassroots. Everyone's been pitching in to help. The Irish American Heritage Museum has been a big part of this. And
the Palace Theater.
The Palace Theater have been bent over backwards for a couple of local guys trying to put on a huge production with a cast of, with crew, lighting, sound, and everything. We're over 30 people.
It's amazing to me because neither one of you needed to do this. Jimmy, you know, this is your first shot at doing a play or a
right.
show, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So why? I mean, you're a successful songwriter and musician. Why?
Well, it's
he has a death wish.
Yeah. Well, it's really, a lot of this is so close to my skin. It's my story. Three of my grandparents came over with very little money in their pockets and an Irish instrument. And Jeff had the idea, and you know, we go back a long ways, but we're both busy musicians. So busy musicians generally know of each other, but we rarely get to know each other. And then we worked on his solo record together. We just started spending time together, and he had this idea. I had finished Riverdance, and I was playing a couple of years at Radio City with Riverdance. So I had these Celtic melodies were born out of that. And Jeff was one of the few people that I played them for a year. This is a year before we started
the writing, yeah.
And Jeff said that they were just hanging in his head for that year, and he knew I was the right guy to come to once he had the shell of the story and a few songs started. And
I mean, we're talking with Jimmy Kelly and Jeff Strange. The show is Find Your Way Home. It makes its American debut on Monday night at the Palace Theater. Jeff, it is, you wrote for Metroland.
I did.
You played in, you know, Donnybrook Fair and the Newports, and you've been all over this area and around the Northeast and around the country. How does this discipline differ from that discipline where you're out, you're doing one-nighter after one-nighter after one-nighter?
Well, this I can do any time. When you go out and you play and you perform, you're on stage, you have that short window. Things can incubate when you're a writer. You wake up in the middle of the night with an idea, or you're woken up in the middle of the night by him with an idea texting me at 3 a.m.
Guilty.
Yeah. Things can slow burn. They can develop. You can try them. There's not that immediacy of going out on the stage and having that beginning and end, the show beginning and end, and that's it. This had a lot of time to be revised, to be worked on, like any writing project. So,
but when you revise a program like this, it seems to me that it's a different time frame. When you're on stage, both of you are on stage, and you want to improvise a little bit, especially if you're solo acoustic, go to town.
That's right.
But how does one incorporate revisions and improvisations into something as structured as Find Your Way Home or any show?
Well, ultimately, you know, it's a collaboration. Collaboration between myself and Jim. Collaboration between the actors, the directors, the musical director. As it grows, as it has developed. So things do change. It's fluid. You hear things, you recite them, you hear it performed, and you make those adjustments. And ultimately, there are things that are keepers. Ultimately, you realize you've gotten a scene right, and it just, no matter how you push it around, it doesn't go anyplace where other than where it is. So you know you got that.
But that's a very good point, Ray. But because I'll tell you, several years ago, once we had what we considered the first finished version of it, we invited 25 people to my parents' house and had pizza and wine and a bunch of scripts.
That's not a very Irish sort of meal.
I know.
Well, it is Albany. So.
No, you make a point.
Well, there was tea after. And we gave everyone a highlighter, and some people had some acting experience. We had Rachel McEnany, actually, as the lead female, and some people that had acted before. But other people were just neighbors with a highlighter and reading the script. And so I sat there with a pencil, and there was about an 85-page script. And hearing it, just said out loud, I had a pencil mark on maybe 75 of the pages.
Yeah.
Whether it just be you realize that you've repeated something, or we got a laugh somewhere where we didn't expect the laugh. And it was the most intoxicating moment, I think, one of the most intoxicating moments I've ever had. And we're like, wow, to hear a laugh from something you've written. So just little notes, just to cross out a word here, just because you do need to hear this performed, because we have read it so many times, you don't even notice typos anymore. So we'd take 2 months off and
revisit it.
So until you actually hear all those people reading those lines, it's difficult.
Now, you opened in Dublin when?
November of 2016.
Yeah.
And how is it? First of all, I guess it was received very well.
Very well. We couldn't have asked for it. It's amazing.
The Irish Times showed up, and I said, we're not ready for a review. This is our first time putting it on stage. And she said, well, let me just come and see what. You know, you get a bad review in the early stage, it could sink you. You know?
Yeah.
So she came to me at the end with tears in her eyes, and she just said, I couldn't help but review it. She said it was magical, powerful, poignant. No doubt it'll be a huge success. Can't wait to see it again.
And the Irish audiences were digging it.
That was it. We ran it through the authentic Irish filter. It was important to us to debut it in Dublin. You know, we didn't want it to be released here, and if it ever got over to Ireland, say, oh, here come the Irish Americans.
I would think there'd be a danger of them saying, well, what a bunch of stereotypes.
Yeah. There was some. We were hypersensitive to that. We were aware that, you know, as American Irish writing it, that we'd have a different avenue in that would it play to an Irish audience. But I can tell you, the cast over there, Christine Scarry, the director.
Our director. She's brilliant.
She's brilliant. David Hayes, the musical director. These are heavy hitters.
He does Disney. He does the Cork Opera House, the Voice of Ireland. He's the musical director. We were working on it in Disney one day, and he said, grab us a cup of tea. I have to take five. I come back. I'm like, everything okay? He said, yeah, Frankie Valli was playing at the O2 Arena. I had to send him their horn parts. Like, that's who David Hayes is.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
So they brought a lot to this.
An amazing hands.
Absolutely. And it was a collaboration. They're magical. You're going to see this cast.
It's going
to. And I hope, obviously, you know, for lots of reasons, we want people to come down and see it. A Monday night, July 17th, this Monday. It's a Monday night.
Shows have you guys seen at the Palace Theater?
Let me tell you, the cast is so thrilled. They love, they're professionals. They love the thought of performing in a theater that looks like that. It's a gorgeous theater.
It is.
With great support from this city. It's going to be magic, and their magic, what they brought to this script is outstanding. You can rewrite something in one day, and an hour later, they have it cold with their inflection and with their interpretation, and it truly is magic. We're thrilled.
We're joined today by Jeff Strange and Jimmy Kelly. The show is Find Your Way Home, an Irish musical. It's making its American debut at the Palace Theater on Monday, July 17th, and it's set in 1910, kind of a bleak time. Take us through the storyline here.
Well, it's set at that time period for lots of reasons. Obviously, we wanted it to be a post-famine, because famine does play a factor and kind of a specter that kind of influences some of the action that takes place. Not directly, but it's there. The world is changing at time, obviously moving up to the 1916 rebellion in Dublin. So politically, socially, things are changing in Ireland. Economically, throughout the world, a huge industrial buildup, the change where factories were using electricity in different ways, the way factories were built. So all this is influencing the story, which is about a small mill town in the west of Ireland, where the sole economic provider of that town is this mill that is closing due to all the growth beyond it in the Northern Ireland, in Europe, in England, in America. In this kind of, for lack of a better term, mom and pop mill is slowly but surely cutting back, slowing down. And that pressure gets start to be felt by this town. In particular, the story centers around a widower with five children, and he's trying to hold them together while this economy collapses. And what does he do with them?
His wife's dying wish.
His wife's dying wish was to hold this family together no matter what, because both himself and his wife were products of those famine years.
And there's a great clip of that on your website, by the way.
There is, yeah.
We have an edited 4-minute version with our review from the Irish Times, from the Irish Repertory Theater in New York City. Yep. They've been very supportive. And Phil Coulter, who's one of the legends out of Ireland, one of the biggest songwriters who did Celtic Thunder. Yeah, it's on Find Your Way Home, themusical.com, and you can buy tickets through there, yeah.
As songwriters and musicians, how difficult was it for you to, I mean, writing a song is one thing, but how do you incorporate the book? How do you do that? Especially a first try.
Well, you know, I'm a writer. I have a couple novel manuscripts under my belt. So, you know, I was comfortable in that medium. Connecting them to songs was what we had to learn. You know, we did not let, and we've said this before, inexperience stop us. we plowed through that regardless. We just went for it. We followed our instincts. We read a lot. We this was 7-8 years working. We reviewed things. We watched videos of anybody talking about writing musicals or writing plays, and then watching Les Mis, Miss Saigon, The Music Man. You know, it didn't matter what it was. We were watching everything to try to find out how we could do with the music that we wanted to write and be a part of. How can we make that work in this format? Mm.
And I was just back from 8 years living in Nashville just to write songs. I was learning from, you know, I was honing in on the craft. It was, you know, I was going out to hear Hall of Fame songwriters five or six nights a week.
Yeah.
And I had started to develop relationships with a few, one of my favorites is Pat Alger, who's in the Hall of Fame. He's written for Garth Brooks and, you know, songs like Unanswered Prayers and Thunder Rolls. And I was co-writing with him for a few years at the time and a couple other hit writers, and they have a whole different discipline. In Nashville, you have 30 seconds to get to the chorus. That's the unwritten rule. And every word, everything counts. Where with a musical, you know, you can change tempos, you can change keys, you can go on, you can add an odd line. It was very freeing in that sense.
But still, every word counts.
Every word counts, absolutely. But musically, you could run around the room a little.
Well, I think we are out of time, but James Kelly and Jeff Strange, nice to have you guys back in the area, and good luck on Monday at the Palace Theater. Find Your Way Home will debut in the U.S. at the Palace Theater in Albany on July 17th. Boston on the 20th at the Hancock Theater, and at Symphony Space in New York City on the 25th. You can find out more at www.findyourwayhomethemusical.com. Only got a second here, Jimmy.
And Hope House Ministries, we're donating part of the proceeds to that. They've been a big help.
Gentlemen, thanks for being here. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.